T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's really weird, Rach. I could show you my phone. Right before you played that, I'm texting with Dave Cowles and Greg Hullabin, Jimmy Griffin, about what Beatles set we're going to do at DGS5, and I texted, how about Don't Let Me Down, and then you started playing that.
Oh, that's because I've hacked into your phone.
Oh, good. It's good to know. Well, you know a lot of things then, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say I'm sorry.
And I got to say, the conversations between you and Tony...
pretty hot.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the one thing I don't apologize for. So I will do that till the day I die.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the day I die. It'll get weird then. Okay, good start. Start, everybody.
You know what I've always wanted you to do?
Easy, brother.
A little two on the head there, two.
Yeah, maybe a little two on the nose.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How are you guys?
Yeah.
It's a weird, it's like a cozy, tired,
yeah,
cold day.
Yes. It's all those things. You know what makes it even more so, all those things? Hmm. Being in a Jeep with no roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Dave Murray was like, yeah, you should probably put the roof back on, I wanted to tell him, that's not how it works.
Yeah, but he won't.
It's off.
Yeah, but he won't.
It's off. So it's not
weird.
Going
people,
back on.
People that have Jeeps know this. As long as you're moving, it can be pouring rain, and however physics works, it doesn't hit you.
Right.
Dry as a bone, but then the second you stop,
oh yeah,
you just can't stop.
It's almost like you're not covered at all.
It's almost like you're just sitting in the rain. Yeah, it's been a really fun couple of days of shows, but I've been kind of off and haven't been sleeping much and losing ridiculous amounts of weight. Yeah. Yesterday, as we told you, our CEO, David Field, was in, our president, a lady named Wheezy, and then a couple of other people, and a bunch of us went to the ball game last night, and it's in a suite, and it's really jam-packed, and very loud, and there's some air personalities, some salespeople, some clients, and then, you know, these, the big muckety-mucks who literally run our 350-station company. We're, I think, the biggest or the second biggest company in the world.
Yep.
So it's a big deal, right? And I'm the opposite of thirsty. I am not going to try to get my 5 minutes with you and make an impression.
Right.
It's not that I'm above it or cocky or something, but I just, you know, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
So I wasn't. And then about halfway through, like, I'm looking for my out, you know,
right,
waiting for a fight to start on the ball field so I can, like, oh my God, and then leave. And Becky, our boss, big boss here, comes and gets me and says, I want you to meet Wheezy. So Wheezy is the president of Intercom, and her background is in sales. So that's why she's the president of the biggest radio company in the world. And hey, Wheezy, this is Dave Glover, and blah, 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 blah. So she knows who I am, and it went so bad. Like, I haven't been this ineffectual and weird in a really long time.
All right.
A really long time.
Well, congratulations.
And it was with the president of my new company.
All right.
That just signed me to this big contract. So, you know, she's thinking, I don't know what this guy's got going, but he's got some mojo.
All right.
Can't wait to
reenact it.
Yeah,
so we can decide
us
if it's as bad as you think it is.
All right. So it's me and Wheezy.
Yeah. President of the company.
Bill DeWitt, the owner of the Cardinals.
Yep.
Literally the three of us.
Yep.
And so I know him a little bit. Hey, how are you? A couple mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little added pressure because now it's the president of my company and the president of the Cardinals and me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, you're my guy that does all the live endorsements. I said, oh, yeah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. She's like, how is that? And I said, yeah, you know, it's really the hardest part of my job, but it's because I have so many. And for example, like, I've done a live every day for Michael's Flooring for 19 years. And that can be like pretty tough to, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about?
Right.
And there's this long pause. I don't know her at all. But she's evidently kind of dramatic. Because there's a long pause and she goes, well, why don't you do one for me now? I said, what? She said, well, yeah, why don't you do a Michael, convince me to go to Michael's flooring. So I think what she wanted was this dramatic thing where I'm like, okay. Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
And do and literally do it live.
Yeah.
But you guys know that's not me.
No.
And rather than just saying something which would have been equally as impressive, but not that, I just went halfway. And it sounded something like this. Oh, you know, like, I mean, I just try to put myself in the position of people in their car, and if they need flooring, and, I mean, Mike, he's just a guy. He's just a guy.
She grabs her by the shoulders. And he's just a guy, Wheezy.
It's like he's not trying to pretend to be something. And then in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, do that thing where like they drop off the same flooring at Mike's and then go to Home Depot. I'm like, they might drop off coronet or shawl. And I can see Bill DeWitt starting to flop sweat. Like, I think this guy's having an aneurysm.
Bill DeWitt's about to leave the game.
And I know this isn't television, but here's exactly the face that Wheezy's making. Her hands are crossed. She's like this. Like someone just literally put dog crap under her nose. And I can tell what she's thinking. Like, this?
This is my guy?
Is the live king of St. Louis radio? And then I wrap it up like, so anyway, everything's like a dollar cheaper. And I walk off. I swear on Phoebe's life, I don't say goodbye. I don't say goodbye to the president of my company and the president of the Cardinals. I simply go, it's like a dollar cheap. And I walk off.
They're going to remember that live spot.
Oh,
which is the
I'm
goal.
Sure when they got back on their plane, oh my God. She told David Field, like, look, I need to talk to you about something.
The people of St. Louis will buy anything.
She went right to Becky and said, I need you to send me the last 20
yes.
Dave Glover lives.
Dude. I would not be surprised.
Because I got to hear what they sound like.
I would not be surprised. And it's one of those things, like, it's happened to everyone. It's happened to me many times, but it hasn't happened in about 10 years.
That's great.
Where you realize, I am just boofing this. I am completely dog screwing this, and there's no coming back. There's no way to wrap it around and then go, and that's why Rumpelstiltskin. And they all go, what? I did not see that coming. Nope. It just started bad and it got worse. Terrible.
Yeah. Slightly in your defense, I don't know that I would have been that awkward, but...
Thanks, Tones.
If you can't... But if you told me, if I'm standing in a room like that...
Yeah,
And like, okay, you know, TJ's Pizza, do a live, go. Here?
Right.
In a party room?
I think that's what she wanted, though, because she was like, wow.
I bet it was.
How many lives a year? Well, tell me why I should go to Michael's flooring.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Everything's like a dollar cheaper.
And it's like a dollar cheaper. I'm screaming.
He's just a guy.
Cornette. Laminate.
Jacob on Twitter says, this is the best flooring live ever.
God. And then I just left. Someone else tried to talk to me, and I think I shoved them down.
Where'd you guys get this flooring? Got a guy.
Dave, now that you've met Wheezy, this is Liz. She's the head of digital. Get out of my face, Liz! What do you want? What? You want maybe, what, a smart mouth, Liz? Have a seat, Liz.
I'll do a smart mouth live for Wheezy.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you did the best you could do.
Yeah, thanks, Rach.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Could have done better.
So now I'm probably not ever going to see her again.
That's the one thing.
That's they won. Every time she thinks of St. Louis, she'll think of that weird little hobgoblin that was obviously drunk and embarrassed her in front of the president of the Cardinals. And I'm sure Bill DeWitt went home and told his wife, like, look at this. You gotta tune in to 97.1 tomorrow because this guy is ate up. He's got the dumbest audience in radio history. if they're buying that crap.
Every day for 19 years, you say, huh?
Does Michael have some sort of brain injury? Hey, do a live for the Cardinals, Dave. Baseball! Grass! It's a dollar cheaper. We're a dollar cheaper than the Cubs. That's how my night was. How was yours?
I like Ozzy Smith.
Remember, you guys remember when Lou Brock was a Cardinal?
Just imagine if instead of a field, there was a floor. Put yourself there for a
Mike
second.
If Mike sold bats, they'd be a dollar
cheaper. Jack Buck.
Triple play. Very rare.
I don't care that he was on steroids. I don't care. It's beautiful. 70 home runs.
I wish I had been wasted.
Love Mark McGuire.
At least it would have been like, hey, Wheezy, I'm sorry. I got really, really drunk.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know you just have a drinking problem because I just thought you were real stupid.
Yeah.
Were you the only one not wearing Cards gear?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not a Cards gear guy. I'm sorry. I apologize. I took a bunch of crap online because opening day I was down doing Annie's show and I had the gall to wear a jacket.
You're right.
Like I wasn't wearing the Cardinals gear. I don't hate the Cardinals. I don't hate baseball. I'm not too cool to wear a Cardinals shirt or hat. I don't get up in the morning and go, it's a game day.
No, I did wear a Cardinals shirt that day and I had to really look for one that I liked. Because I just don't like that either. I just don't do that.
Yeah, we're a bad show.
I guess.
Where's Wiggins?
I don't know.
Wiggins!
He's doing the Mark Cox
morning
show.
He was on
show.
Mark's show this morning.
Is he laughing at himself on the Cox
he
show?
He's in the Denise chair.
He's doing the news like 97.1 news time. Okay, sorry guys. I just thought of something funny.
Nailed it.
Wiggins, gonna Wiggins.
Wiggins!
He's weird, right?
Super weird.
Yeah, he's a strange dude.
Kind of delightfully, though.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll get old.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. I think I can make something out of this guy, though. Something weird.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on the right track for that.
What are we doing today, Rach?
At 3:42, we're going to talk to Tim Jones about real life stuff.
Speaking of weird.
And then at 5 o'clock today, it's Paranormal Wednesday, of course, and I'm really excited about our guest today. His name is Raymond Szymanski. He does Coast to Coast with George Norrie, our overnight show here on 97.1. He worked at an Air Force base for nearly 40 years and studies UFO phenomena. He's written 3 books about the subject. Yes, so it's going to be great. I cannot wait.
My favorite thing to happen on the show in 3 years was the pet psychic, which I didn't think was going that well. It's kind of boring. I thought she'd be able to read my pet's mind from where she was. She couldn't. But then when she told the story about the ant standing on its hind legs and screaming, stop the massacre.
Stop the massacre.
I can't tell you how many times I've
wiped
texted
once
that to
with
people.
A paper towel, took out about 200 ants, and then one stood on its hind legs.
Stop the massacre.
The humanity!
You should have worked that in your Michael's Live last night.
Yeah, I should have. If an ant does stand up and scream at me, that is one enslaved ant. I'm taking that ant and keeping it.
Oh, yeah.
Like the WB frog.
See, I'd like to say that I would do that, but my reaction would probably be to...
Just to kill it.
Don't eat that hanging around.
And then just tell myself, didn't see anything. didn't hear anything.
Tony!
Tony, you have killed the chosen one.
He's gone.
I saw the bird again today. The dead bird. The bird I didn't save.
The one you
And you apparently didn't clean up either?
I thought you chucked him into the street.
I did. I just checked to see if he's still there.
Oh.
And he is.
He's in the street.
So he didn't come back.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, there's no resurrection.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
330 DGS. Had another interesting conversation last night at the ball game. Ed Brock, the owner of Johnny Brock's, totally cool guy, been a fan, literally going all the way back. And he told this story, which I like. I like the story. It's a good story, adds to the legend, but it also like makes my genitals go inside my colon. I'd been on the air about 5 months, and Ed Brock went to lunch with John Beck. And he said, they're having lunch, and he says to him, hey, this Dave Glover guy, this Dave Glover show, I really, really like it. And he said, John Beck, and we all know John, you can totally see this, leans back in his chair, scratches his chin, and says, yeah, jury's still really out on Dave Glover. Which I've always known, but it was never really confirmed. And Ed said, like, really? Because I really like that show. And he once again, he's like, yeah, we're just not sure that's going to be around much longer. I told Ed, I'm like, I owe you Capital Grille. Like, that may have been the... Think about that. That could have been the one straw that made John Beck go back and talk to Rick Bayless and go, I don't know. This one guy likes him. This one client.
Right.
Let's give him another couple weeks.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Did you hear my story about the president of the company?
Oh my gosh, Dave. Yes.
Yeah. Now, you're not the only one in the show people think has a drinking problem.
Yeah, good. Yeah, welcome to the club.
Yeah, we can go to meetings together.
I did something like that one time with the president of whatever he was of Channel 4. And it's just the most horrifying thing, and you can't stop it, and you've done it, and then what? We were walking, it was the first year I was there, and I was walking down the hall, and he was walking the other way, and he said, how's traffic? And my immediate response was, I don't know, it's the middle of the day. My job is to worry about morning drive and afternoon drive. And that was not what he wanted to hear.
He wanted a traffic report?
I'm sure he wanted you to be like, it's
yes,
stop.
That's it, Rachel. That's exactly what he wanted me to do. And that didn't occur to me. But you know,
so he was hitting on you.
No,
he probably just wanted like a cutesy reaction because he wasn't actually asking.
Gotcha.
Right. So, and I could tell he didn't like me after that. But I didn't know.
Beep beep, baby, looking good.
Yeah, exactly.
What he wanted. That's what he wanted.
That's exactly what he wanted, and I did not play that right. But I'm telling you that it was not a thought out reaction. Mm-hmm. It just. Came out. Had I thought about it in a political way.
And there's no coming back.
And there's nothing you can do.
No.
So I just kept going down. But what are you going to do?
And the worst thing you can do is try.
Yes.
Like the next time you see him, you're like, hey,
want
to know how traffic is? He's like, no, not really.
Oof.
No, Sue, you've told me how traffic is.
Yeah, so I felt for you.
Well, it's so interesting that that happens to people in this field, and I'm sure it happens with, like, I'm sure people say to Convy, like, well, tell me a joke if you're such a funny comedian.
Yes.
But if you say, yeah, I'm an accountant, and I whip out my tax returns, I'm like, oh, yeah, well, show me what you got. That's insane. But people just don't seem to realize that people who perform or talking to a mic they're not necessarily in that gear all the time.
I love that. Part of being a human, at least one that puts themselves out there, because you can be a human and just never take any chances and, you know, you will rarely look like a fool. But if you live your life, it doesn't matter how successful you are at whatever it is you do. You can still throw one of those real easy.
Yes.
You can completely convince someone that you're a straight up idiot.
Yep.
And no one, Jeff Allen, Becky, no one's going to ever convince Wheezy I'm not an idiot. She saw it firsthand. Had I been standing there, I'd have been like, this guy.
Oh, I felt badly about
that. Stop the massacre.
Oh.
And then I left. And I was I wear a freezer coat, a $30 freezer coat, like a guy working at Restaurant Depot. That's what I wear as a coat.
Yeah.
And I was the only one in the entire ballpark with a coat. And as soon as I said that stupid thing, like Rain Man, I put on my coat, zipped it, and walked out.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah. Mm.
I totally understand this. This is why
I could have started
so...
eating salad with my hands, and it wouldn't have been any weirder.
And you know it when it's happening.
10 minutes to Wapner.
Oh.
Gotta go, Wheezy. 10 minutes to Wapner. Zipping up my freezer coat. It's only 73 out there.
Oh, Dave. Oh.
Yeah.
And then, there's nothing you could. There's just nothing you can do.
And the only other person I had any sort of contact with was the CEO, and that was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And all I said was, "Hey, I'm Dave Glover."
Well, and that's good.
And he
Dave.
Was sort of like, "David Field, like, what's going to happen here? Sex."
Well, you had no ab check.
This is my
right?
bathroom. That's right. Can you pass me that cereal, sir? Thank you.
Dave, let me ask you something. You like Special K? Because I got some in my pocket.
Reach in there.
Oh.
What we do around here.
Hey, Field, you like Rolos? You ever eaten Starburst out of a man's mouth, David?
Oh, my gosh. So was Mr. DeWitt taking it well? You said he was flop sweating, which I could get.
He looked at me like he knew.
Yeah.
He knew. He looked at me. And the whole thing started bad. Because I thought we had a mutual friend, but I think my friend has lied to me. Because I have a really good friend who you guys know, who's always talking about what good friends they are. And I'm like,
yeah,
Bill DeWitt, JR, you and me, we're like simpatico. He's like, really? And I'm like, this guy. And he gets the look on his face, like he's searching for it. I'm like, oh, snap.
No.
And rather than going, oh, I guess my friend's a giant liar. I started just like, I think maybe you went to Chuck E. Cheese. I'm just like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, dude.
And as I walked away, Wheezy said nothing. But as I walked away, Bill DeWitt Jr. said, be tuning in soon.
Yeah.
As my back's to him, zipping my freezer coat and running out like Rachel Zimmerman at Mississippi Valley, running up the stairs with her arms full of books.
That friend who tells that story never realizes the possible damage.
Right.
I had that happen to me with DeMarco Farr. Used to play for the Rams.
Sure.
Was broadcaster. When I was on 104.1 The Mall, which was like an 80s, 90s radio station, DeMarco Farr is a big 80s music guy, especially like 80s hair band stuff, like Poison, Motley Crue, and stuff like that. And so he was a fan of the station. He had come down to the radio stations for some reason, maybe to be on 97.1. And he comes into our studio, and it's me and Jason Mack, who's doing afternoon drive. And he's talking to Jason. He's like, Jason Mack, oh my God, it's so great to meet you. I love this radio station, blah, 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 blah. And Jason's like, this is Tony Colombo. And he's like, Tony, oh my God, I listen to you all the time. It's great. I love this radio station, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, trying to like, how am I going to do this? And I had a good friend that I used to work with that grew up in the Northwest. And DeMarco Farr, I think, played college football for Washington State or Washington, you know, in Washington. And my friend used to tell me that he knew DeMarco Farr and that he used to watch him play in junior college before he went to Washington. Hmm. So I'm like, oh, I used to work with so-and-so, his name was Kevin, and he talks about all the time, you know, watching you play in junior college and knew that you were going to be a star even then when you went. And DeMarco goes, I never played for no junior college.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. And then oh. I said to DeMarco Farr, oh. Are you sure my friend said that he watched you play? I called him.
It's coming back now.
I called him on it. Like he was BSing me.
Oh.
And this was right after it was Tony. Hey, I listen to you all the time. I love this radio station.
So what did your friend say? When you confronted your friend.
When I confronted my friend about it, he said he said that DeMarco was lying.
What?
But he wasn't!
Is this gentleman still your friend?
I mean, we could look it up.
It's a guy I used to work with a long time ago. He's
lying.
He's a long way away now.
You know,
oh my gosh.
You know how Hall of Famers lie about their college?
When a football player says that to you, and you're like, the fact that he even knows who I am,
yeah.
Let alone saying, I'm a big fan, I listen to you all the time, you're up a here. And yeah. Then you're like, watch the junior college. He's like,
the opposite of the stories we're telling right now, when I had been in radio literally about 3 months, this is back before I really had a full-time job, but I'd show up here a lot, and Stephen D.C. were the big morning show, and I came in about 10 in the morning, and I'm walking down the hallway at Emmis. It's just me and one other gentleman, and that gentleman was George Foreman.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so I'm already geeked out about being quote unquote in radio, and there's George Foreman.
Right.
So at this point, I'm an attorney, I'm a wordsmith, I make my living with my wits.
Yeah, right.
And I have 5 seconds as we're walking toward each other, and here's what I said to George Foreman. Oh my God, I love your grill. And he stopped and he completely genuinely goes, do you really?
Aww.
He said, what do you cook on it? And I'm like, everything. Burgers, chicken. He's like, me too. So I had the nicest conversation with a heavyweight champ after saying the dumbest thing. But he was so like, it seemed like I was the first guy to buy one.
Yeah.
He was just like, get out. You know this grill?
That's awesome.
Pretty sweet.
I like that one.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Starting to get really, really excited about DGS5. First of all, texting is amazing.
It is.
Like, I was able, over the past hour, to just type in Jimmy Griffin, Dave Cowles, Greg Holub. Hey, guys, let's pick some songs for DGS5 and some dates to practice. Send, and we're having a conversation. 20 years ago, it had been like, got to call Jimmy, now I got to call Dave, and Dave's going to call. It's like, it's amazing how texting has changed our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good and bad.
My whole childhood and even like my teenage years and early 20s was like this. And it's for even having all that experience with it, it's still like remembering something that didn't really happen. Like no way that you had to.
No, I agree.
You had to call a house. You had to hope that they were home.
Right.
And that they would answer the phone.
I know.
And if they didn't, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
I'll just try again later. Now it's like, if I can't get a hold of you instantly or get a message to you instantly, I feel like I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like I'm robbed of that opportunity. And it was no big. How often were you not home? All the time.
Yeah.
Completely. Speaker Tim Jones joins us. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Dave. Hey, gang.
So I like to play this game with you. Here's what I think is happening with Washington, D.C., and then you tell me how close I am.
Sure.
That after the Mueller report came out, I think everyone agrees it's the most extensive investigation the U.S. has ever undertaken. Now the Democratic-led House is saying, okay, now we want a whole bunch more people to testify, and we're going to subpoena, and we're going to talk to congressional aides, and we're going to talk to, like, you know, housekeepers and janitors. And Trump saying, no, 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 no. You guys had 2 years. We complied. We're done. Is that the long and short of it?
Yeah, Dave, as usual, you've channeled the, what the common themes are, and you're right. And so I think this is what America's thinking, right? Dave, there was a poll that came out like 2-3 days ago, right after Mueller report drops, right? So Mueller report drops what, last Thursday. And so I think this poll came out shortly thereafter. 57% of Americans want us to move on, want Congress to move on. In that number, Dave, 50% of independents want Congress to move on. And this was a Monmouth poll, which generally if you follow all the different polling groups, they generally lean center left. You know, they're not always very kind to Republicans, especially to Donald Trump. So I think you're absolutely right. And so here's the other thing. Have you noticed the headlines over the last few days on all, you know, let's just talk about the big cable networks, right, which are the 24/7 news cycle, and things they can feast on, right, and things they can, you know, continue to try to pull people to their channel for ratings. There was no big tell in the Mueller report, right? How do we know this? Because there's no new headlines. They keep wanting to talk about a two-year-old investigation that was over almost a week ago, which in our news cycle might as well be a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so they keep wanting to talk about it, but there's no there, right? And so everything for them is a foil. Everything for them is to try to use a foil to not talk about all the good stuff that's going on in the economy, with the jobs numbers, with the stock market, with the trade deals, which I talked to a few congressmen last week, and they said, look, if we can get this vote, if we can do two things, if Trump can get the trade issue resolved with the Chinese, and if we can get a vote in Congress on ratifying that USMCA deal that Trump worked out last year, you're going to see the stock market shoot way up over its all-time high, which it's like a couple hundred points from again, and it's going to move forward. So instead, they keep wanting to regurgitate stuff that's now old news. And there's nothing else to talk about anymore at the Mueller report. No matter how much they want to try to create obstruction out of thin air, it's not going to happen. So they need to take a lesson from the Republicans in the 90s who went after Bill Clinton. And let's remember what happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats took Congress back in a tidal wave.
Tim, I know you're a strong conservative Republican, but if you were getting paid $100 million to help the Democrats win the election, so you're now focused on it, wouldn't you walk in there on day one and go, guys, you're doing everything wrong. You are going to lose 2020 in a landslide.
And Dave, you can look at some of the Democratic candidates and see that they would agree with that Tim Jones, political advisor for the Democratic Party, right? There is a huge civil war going on right now amongst these 20 candidates. And out of these 20 candidates, you have quite a few that have popped up out of the heartland, out of the Midwest. That was once the blue wall, right? Not too long ago, we talked about the impenetrable blue wall of Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio. Most of those states, except for Minnesota, and that one was close, went for Donald Trump. And so now you've got people like Congressman Tim Ryan from Ohio. I think there was another Democratic congressman from the Midwest. You've got Howard Schultz, who, Dave, if Howard Schultz were to run as a Democrat, that would be the one person I would be very concerned about that could beat Donald Trump, because he says, look, we're not a socialist country. We're a capitalist nation, but we want to have a strong safety net. He sounds like one of the Democrats of old. And instead, Dave, what's happening is with 20 people in the race, they're trying to out-lefty each other, aren't they? I mean, Kamala Harris wants to take away our guns. Bernie Sanders wants Medicare for all. Elizabeth Warren wants free school for everybody. You start adding all this stuff up. Somebody told me the other day, you're near $100 trillion. Dave, you know the federal budget annually is only $4 trillion? Where's the other $96 trillion going to come from?
So who's wrong? One of us is wrong. Either you and I just don't know our ass from a hole in the ground, and they're doing exactly what they should. I feel like they're just emotional. I feel like that this is what feels good, but I don't feel like anyone grown up is really driving.
And Dave, it's because they won't, as much as we talk about this one item, getting over the 2016 election, right? They're still not over it. They still can't get through it. They still don't want to come to grips with the fact that Hillary Clinton lost. There is no third term of Barack Obama going. Maybe in some other alternate universe, Hillary Clinton is president. We're enjoying the, you know, years 9 through 12 of the Obama agenda. But that's not this world and this reality. And so there's a big chunk of them that can't get over. And they think that last year's election, where they took back the House, was a full repudiation of that. I don't think so. I know those congressional districts that flipped. And most of them are in suburban areas where they recruited really strong candidates, like the ones we were just talking about that are the more reasonable ones. They recruited a lot of military veterans. They recruited a lot of people who, you know, appeal to the blue-collar workers of the Democratic Party of old, that appeal to fiscal sanity. But yet they talk about the strong safety net and all that. There is a civil war in the Democratic Party. I think that's what's going on. I think we're right. What's going on is the Democratic Party is arguing with itself. Do we want to be socialist Democrats, or do we want to be blue-collar, working-class Democrats with that strong social safety net of old? That's really, I think, what's going on here, is it's a major, it's a battle for the heart and soul of the Democratic Party. Trump had that battle already with the Republicans a few years ago, and this is the Republican Party, for better or worse, is now the party of Trump. There was two huge articles this week that came out from some huge never-Trumper guys. Eric Erickson was one of them from Red State, and there was another one from National Review. You know, a bunch of the National Review guys, they never were on board with Trump, and they're now writing articles saying, you know, it's gotten so bad with the Democrats that we're fine with Trump right now. We think he's going to win re-election, and some of them are saying it's going to be a landslide if this Democratic Party keeps going just further uber left.
Do you believe that, Tim, or do you think where's more votes in that more traditional blue collar Democratic version or the socialist push that's taking the party so far left? Because I feel like that's the side that has the momentum.
They have the momentum, Tony, but if you talk to a lot of the congressional folks, they'll tell you they don't have the numbers yet. I've asked them. I said, okay, how many percentage-wise, how many real socialists are there in the Democratic Party? And a lot of the congressmen will tell you, not that many, maybe 20%. Now, that kind of terrifies me that 20% of their caucus are hard, far-left socialists. That's a bigger number than it's ever been. But they say that the caucus is still governed by, you know, can you believe Nancy Pelosi is an establishment Democrat now? But that minority, Tony, is loud. They're loud. They're proud. They feel like they're the new thing. They want Pelosi and the gang to step aside, and they want to run things. They want Green New Deals, Medicare for All. The rest of the party knows that will be their death sentence next year.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, gang.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.